USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump on his way at this hour to El Paso, Texas, where 22 people were killed in a mass shooting on Saturday. As he was leaving the White House, he told reporters it's not because of his rhetoric that such incidents are happening. He says it's mental illness and changes need to be made.
I think there's a great appetite to do something with regard to making sure that mentally unstable, seriously ill people aren't carrying guns. I've never seen the appetite as strong as it is now.
Later, he'll be visiting Dayton, Ohio, where 9 people died, 10 counting the gunman, in a mass shooting hours after the El Paso incident. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down over 500 points in early trading this morning as that U.S.-China trade war continues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for 2 MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the 2-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
We told you moments ago that Wall Street is lower because of concerns about the China trade war. Well, the president also was asked to comment on that as he was leaving the White House for El Paso.
I would have maybe anticipated even more, but ultimately it's going to go much higher than it ever would have gone because China was like an anchor on us. China was killing us with unfair trade deals.
At least a dozen people recovering from injuries after a panic in Times Square last night. Thousands of people went running and knocking into each other after hearing what they thought were gunshots. It turned out to be a motorcycle backfiring. A Texas congressman catching heat after posting a list of Donald Trump donors in his district. Democrat Joaquin Castro tweeted the names and employers of 44 San Antonio citizens who donated the federal maximum to the president's reelection campaign, writing, "The donors are fueling a campaign based on hate." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A key U.S. senator weighs in on the president's strategy in Afghanistan. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Reports are the Trump administration's getting ready to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from Afghanistan as it's reached an initial deal with the Taliban. Republican South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says he's hoping the administration won't go too far with this move.
Every commander I've talked to, the intelligence community says that Al-Qaeda and ISIS are reemerging in Afghanistan, that if we withdraw all of our forces, they can hit us in the region and here at home. This is exactly what they told President Obama. It is not right to leave.
Graham was speaking on Fox News. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices are down again, USA's John Clements reports.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us, under these circumstances, some states like Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama may fall below the $2 per gallon mark. Meanwhile, the national average is down again.
The national average declining 2.5 cents in the last week and currently stands at $2.70 per gallon.
Motors in some other states are taking a hit with the highest prices.
California continues to lead with the highest average at $3.65, followed by Hawaii at $3.62 and Washington State at $3.26.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.